There are five things. Oh, crap. No, there are six. There are six things. How could I get that wrong? How could I absolutely say five when I'm looking at six? Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast. I am your loving host, Todd Conklin. And today, let's talk about something all of us know a lot about. Teams. It's interesting to me because all of us are in teams. We're part of teams. Some of us actually lead teams as team leaders or group leaders or supervisors or managers or bosses. But every one of us is a part of a team, a family, a group of friends, people at work. We are team experts because we're constantly in these small groups. And it's important to talk about the characteristics of a team because some pretty cool research came out from Google on sort of what makes a team effective. Now, let's start with the basic premise that teams exist to perform a function. And that function may be, I don't know, designing a new space shuttle or creating a new, better fat-free potato chip, or it might just be to have some beers or go bowling or go fishing or hiking. These groups of people that we get together exist to perform these functions, and we use them in our workplaces to actually do the work we do. And this research from Google is really clear and really simple, but pretty brilliant. They looked at a lot of high-performing teams because they want to replicate sort of how these teams work. And you can do lots of analysis. Analysis is really important. One of the things they did was they looked at teams that were effective. And from an appreciative approach, they said, what characteristics do we see in teams that are highly effective, that are happy, and that are functioning very well? And they came up with six very interesting characteristics. Not difficult, not even unattainable. In fact, I would suggest these characteristics on surface value are as simple as can possibly be. And yet, these are the characteristics we can use. And remember how I talk all the time about how we don't manage the outcome. What we manage are the conditions that create the outcome, right? We can't control the future, so we have to control the present. Well, that's kind of what Google came up with when they looked at teams. A good team has six very clear characteristics. Let's look at them. Characteristic number one, teams share clear goals. Now, if you ever want to look at a place where problems are going to happen in an organization, the very first data point you ought to look for is goal conflict. When two goals collide. Or Martha Acosta in her podcast talks about pain points for long-distance runners. Look for places where pain points exist organizationally, and what you're going to find is goal conflict. Now, goal conflict is the opposite of clear goals. And clear goals, it's easy to say, but clear goals are shared, they make sense, they move temporally over time, they have fidelity, and we understand and communicate them completely. And remember the secret for communication. It doesn't matter what you say, it matters what they hear. And so one of the things that we can always spend time on is creating goal clarity, putting everybody on the same sheet of music. I used to work for a director at the laboratory. His name was Sig Hecker, a brilliant man. And he would often talk about goal clarity by using this phrase, we all need to wear the same laboratory t-shirt. That goal clarity is amazing and important and vital, and it's the perfect first characteristic. In fact, without it, nothing else works at all. The second characteristic is the belief that the work we do is important. So we have a clear goal, we've established that, we've communicated, and we've confirmed that the communication is effective because we've gotten feedback from the workers that actually reinforces the goal. We know what it is we're here to do. Now we need to know why this work is important. this gives what we do a sense of urgency and a sense of place on our plate full of things that we manage every single day. Knowing that the work we do is important, which could mean knowing that the work we do has further influence farther down the trail, or this work will lead to this outcome, that's vital for a team to understand. Making certain that the importance of the work is communicated and understood by all the members of the team is very, very, very difficult to do, but also very, very, very important to do. Third characteristic, teams must believe their work is personally meaningful. So our job is clearly understood. We know that the work has impact and importance, and now we can talk about what that impact importance means to me. And personal identification, making sure people are a part of, in fact, the work we do, is vital in everything we do. I always try to remember this. Because the group owns the problem, the group must also own the solution. Now, the reason that's important is because that goes directly to this idea that the work we do is personally meaningful. This is what this makes me feel. This is what this gives me. This is what I take away from this work. Now, that personal meaning I can't give to my team members. What I can do is create an environment where they can define what personal meaning is to them. So I allow my team members to not only identify with the group, but also give the group's work meaning for themselves. This one seems a little loose, a little woolly, if I may, but it is vital. And we totally know, that when work is meaningful, people do the work very, very, very well. That level of commitment is everything. And that comes from understanding the goal, knowing the importance of the goal, and then being allowed the space to give that goal personal meaning. The fourth characteristic, pretty standard, not going to be surprising to you at all, defined roles. Now, in my work, in my past life, which is still kind of my current life, we used to call this R squared A squared, roles, responsibility, accountability, and authority. Understanding the roles that exist on a team allow the team to reduce some of the ambiguity that exists politically among members of groups. Now, you know this, and if you don't, you're going to learn it soon. Two people make a dyad, three people make a triad. A triad is a more difficult relationship than a dyad because a third person adds an entirely new dimension to the relationships and the communication that happen in that group. One of the ways we can reduce some of that team ambiguity is by helping the team define roles. But remember, roles emerge just as leadership emerges from every level of the organization. So the roles we have aren't permanent roles, although they may appear that way. They're probably rather fluid and based upon the immediate needs that the team has while the team is doing the work. Defining roles, and really a better way to say this is probably allowing the team to help define roles among themselves, absolutely helps us reduce that operational mysteriousness, the ambiguity of who's in charge of what and when and why and where. The roles often appear informally. We can sometimes take those informal roles and move them to a more formal level. The fifth characteristic is the ability to depend on each other. We could call this interdependency, but not the same interdependency that we talk about when we talk about complex systems. Let's talk about interdependency sort of around the notion of accountability. Because accountability really is a word that goes to the ability to depend on each other. I count on you, you count on me. And those relationships are almost sacred and need to be very, very, very secure. This is vital. It's everything to a team. The team needs to be able to trust each other and depend on each other. And when they do, that relationship can live through happy times. It can also survive more difficult times. A good team's going to have conflict. A team without conflict is probably not a high-functioning team. Conflict isn't unusual. It's pretty normal. When people get together to perform a task, to create value, to do something, there's oftentimes going to be different opinions, different approaches, different decisions. Having the ability to trust each other and to communicate those and to talk about those friction points really is rooted around the notion of our ability to depend on each other. The last one, the sixth characteristic of an effective team, is psychological safety. Don't be scared. That's a scary word. I know that's scary. But it really is having a place where it's okay to actually be a team member. Trusting each other, trusting ourselves, knowing that it's okay to fail, because knowing that it's okay to fail allows you space for failure to happen without surprise. When we tell people this is a psychological safe place, we're not telling them some kind of touchy-feely, everybody's going to hug, let's do the trust fall, the smooch commercial, GE's newest commercial, which cracks me up. What we're telling them is this is a place where what we talk about and how we come to decisions and how we do the difficult tasks that teams have to do, this is a place where we can do that safely, where we can do that without being attacked or maligned, where we can trust that our opinions and decisions are part of the team's fabric, but don't necessarily become part of the entire world's fabric. These six characteristics are really important, but they're not rocket science. They're not even psychology, really. What they are things that good teams do naturally. Look for and help teams create these six characteristics: clear goals, a belief that the work is important, a belief that the work is personally meaningful, defined roles, dependency upon each other, and psychological safety. When you have those characteristics, what you have is an amazing opportunity to do almost anything with your group. That's the Google Team characteristic research results that I wanted to share with you on this podcast. It's pretty good. I mean, I've thought about them a bunch, enough that I wrote them down and I talked about them with you because I want you to have this information as well. Are we perfect at it? No, we're hardly ever perfect at stuff. But we can create a system where these six things are really the starting point of building effective organizations, safe, reliable, productive, effective organizations. That's the safety moment and a half for today. I hope you learned something new today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.